This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
We're off to Singapore, where a court has rejected a bid by a gay man to make partner guardian of his two surrogate children. So the Singapore man was allowed to legally adopt his biological son in a landmark court that happened in 2018. But he has married since his same-sex partner in the United States, and they've had a girl fathered in the United States through a surrogacy arrangement.
The grounds for this, they were sort of talking about the key issue of whether a fit parent may voluntarily delegate or share parental responsibility. So somebody who's allowed to have a child under law,
whether they can give
out that permission.
Yeah, it's
not a technical thing, really. You're talking about two little kids.
You are talking about two kids, and they are legally married in the United States, but obviously there's no same-sex wedding in Singapore. The judge has also rejected the application for joint custody, care and control, noting that the man and his partner has been caring for the children without any order for guardianship, custody or care and control. So it's a little bit backward, really, from...
Singapore, homosexuality is still technically illegal,
yes,
even though there's
absolutely
a whole strip of gay nightclubs there. Across to Croatia, some more bad news where locals in a town of Imotski have cheered as they burned an effigy of a gay couple and their baby. People of the town decorated the effigy and paraded through the streets before setting it alight. The two men were depicted kissing and wrapped in a rainbow scarf.
Yeah, and
this is so sad.
It is very sad, but I mean, what's good really that the Croatian president Zoran Milanovic had taken to Facebook and had really slammed the town and what happened, and he said that the festival is obviously dangerous, promotes hatred and violence, and that the symbolic burning of same-sex couple with a child is inhuman, unpleasant and totally unacceptable. So I think that there's a strong response from...
slight silver lining there.
Yes, strong response from the country's leadership, but yes...
We are a bit of the bad news bears tonight on Worldwide Wrap. In Indonesia, there's a draft law going before Parliament that could force LGBT people into rehabilitation. This has been a part of, a considerable rise in hostilities over the past 3 or 4 years in Indonesia. The bill is proposed to be considered by the Indonesian Parliament. It would compel people who are called deviant sexual persuasion to undergo rehabilitation. So what's it called?
It's the Family Resilience Bill.
Oh.
I mean, I must stress, this is just a bill that has been put forward. So obviously it hasn't been passed or anything. So it's,
that there's been enough support to actually put it up.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But...
And it always goes back to, they always use the whole family angle, don't
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. It covers many aspects of family life in Indonesia, outline measures that can be taken to assist family in crisis. And other part of the legislation also call for women to remain in the home and fulfill the rights of the husband. So
The sexual deviation bit, which is the bit that's being used, this is where they sort of start to link homosexuality. They link it with sadism, incest, all those things as a part under the heading of sexual deviation. And the way you treat that, they recommend social or psychological rehabilitation, spiritual guidance and medical rehabilitation. Mm. Medical rehabilitation, that sounds a bit like
conversion therapy.
Conversion therapy.
Yes. I think it has been the Indonesian parliamentary speaker has criticised the bills, stating that it is too interventionist and too intrusive into people's private life. Joko Widodo, who is the president of Indonesia, used a speech to Australian Parliament earlier this month to call on the two countries to further the value of human rights, tolerance and diversity. And yet, this bill doesn't really fulfil this call.
All right. We need some good news.
Good
Cuba.
News.
Cuba has hosted its first transgender religious ceremony for decades. Even belonging to a religion and being anything but heterosexual was stigmatized in the communist-ruled, very macho culture of Cuba, making this particular mass, which was held by three transgender pastors, particularly more groundbreaking.
Yeah, and they flew in from Brazil, Canada and the United States, and they wore stoles in the trans colors. So, I mean, it's really...
And the first time they've held a Holy Communion, that trans pastors have administered a Holy Communion in Cuba. You know, going back to when the revolution happened, perceived gay people, were put into correctional labour camps. Yeah. So this is actually a really good story. It was a part of a 3-day conference by the Metropolitan Community Church outpost there, which was founded by a lesbian pastor in Cuba.
And I've got more new good stories.
Good. About time.
And it's Donald Trump.
Hang on. Good news, Donald Trump?
Well, I know. It doesn't quite go together. And really, it's taking this with a little bit of a pinch of salt. Donald Trump was visiting India not very long and is taken to Twitter to hail the first gay Bollywood movie as great. So that movie was released last Friday. The translation of the title is Be Extra Careful About Marriage. And it stars a popular actor as a young man backing social disapproval to be with his beloved, another man.
So it's kind of like it's where the gay character is the centerpiece of the film. That's the story.
That's absolutely.
Which is pretty big for Bollywood, actually.
It is. And it's the first one where there is this. It's gotten mainstream like this. So then Donald Trump got into the mood before going into this India trip and is issued a thumb up for this rom-com movie.
When he changes his slogan from Make America Great Again to Make America Gay Again, I might even consider voting for it.
He retweeted gay rights activist Peter Tatchell's own expression of support for that movie. So, I mean, I don't know that he knew what he was doing, to be honest.
There you go. Maybe Leopard can change their spots. This is World Wide Wave.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.